What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
And we want to say good morning, afternoon to everybody out there across the country. Welcome to My 100.1 and Nerd Informants Media, and we have got an extra special treat. It seems to me that this interview, this conversation is something I've been waiting on since I was a child. I am proud to welcome to the show. He is a legendary voice actor without comparison. It is Rob Paulsen. And of course, he's the voice of Yakko on Animaniacs, but it goes so much far beyond that. Rob, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Josh. Wow, since you were a kid, you must have to go to the bathroom. I'll be happy to wait for you. Go ahead.
That was right there. That is the most legendary and perfect intro ever, man. Rob, can I just say to you, you are a gift, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my goodness. Truly. Listen, let me tell you something, my friend. I have worked really hard for the privilege of doing just this, and that is not hyperbole. I am very fortunate that a lot of people, for whatever reason, are willing to chat with me about stuff. But this is the first time I've had the pleasure of speaking with you, and it is never taken for granted. And with all due respect to other actors, I've never been a movie star, and I don't know what it's like to not be able to go out the door. But nobody has a gun shoved in their mouth to be an actor. So if you get actors who just are giving you one-word answers and they're pains in the ass, screw them. We're very lucky to be in this position. So thank you, John. You're doing me the favor.
Hey, well, you know, first thing I want to ask you is how are you doing? How are you feeling? And are you and the family staying safe in the middle of this pandemic?
Yes. Thank you very much. The answer to all of the above is yes. I'm doing just great. COVID-con notwithstanding. Sadly, there are my partner, Randy Rogel, and I, who do Animaniacs in Concert, had probably 15 gigs that were squashed this year. But hey, that's a small price to pay. I understand utterly that there are millions who are listening who are going through very difficult times. It is not lost on me, simply because I make my living in the happy business in Hollywood, it is not lost on me how difficult the circumstances are for millions. The phrase, for better and for worse, Josh, has never been truer, that we're all in this together. And people like you are nice enough to give me a platform from which to talk about funny, happy things, and I really appreciate it. And so does Pinky. Nerve.
Oh, man, you step into that so seamlessly, and that'll seek into my next question for you, Rob. How does it feel to be back? You think about 20 years plus, wow. You're coming back home, you're stepping into these roles that so many of us grew up with and were integral into our parts of our lives, and honestly, 2020 needs the Warner Brothers and the Warner sister. How good does it feel to be coming back home to the Water Tower?
Impossibly good, for all the reasons you suggested, but again, to do it with Mr. Spielberg again, and he's the one who made the call. He's the one who can get this done. He and God bless Sam Register, the head of Warner Brothers Animation, between Warner Brothers, Hulu, and Amblin, we get to do this again. But more importantly, what we just talked about, we touched on, there are no accidents, as we often say. Little did we know 2 years ago when we, you know, made the deal and started recording, and this Friday on Hulu, all these, or 13 of these new episodes are going to drop.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Not only, oh man, me too, but not only did we, were we all mind blown that we got this opportunity again to work with our dearest friends in the world, with Mr. Spielberg and Sam Register again, but look at our timing, Josh. 2020, as you've touched on, has delivered the most disgusting pile of stinky lemons to
yes.
The world. And Yakko, Wakko, and Dot, and Pinky and the Brain are in the incredibly privileged position of making a giant vat of sweet Acme lemonade to sort of quench the folks out there who are really, really desperate, yours truly included, all of us, are really looking for something to frickin' laugh about, man.
Yes, we need it.
Right, we need it. And it's utterly human, the desire to laugh. is so singularly human. We know animals love each other. We know animals love us. And with the exception of maybe a laughing hyena, the experience of joy and laughter is singularly human. And it transcends age, culture, language, religion. And I know I'm getting kind of existential, but joy is joy, man. And I don't care where it comes from. It just so happens that Mr. Spielberg is much better than most at finding ways to deliver it. And that's what this is so, that's why this is so great.
You know, and the neat thing about it is, too, Rob, is we actually, we covered the launch. We had the trailer out on all of our channels here locally in the Springfield, Branson metro area. And I will just say this to you. You guys had me sold from the moment I saw that that teaser trailer open up, the Jurassic Park riff, and then here comes Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. I was sold. I was sold instantly.
Oh. Well, and how cool is it that the king of Hollywood, he's 10 years older than I, says, yeah, put me in it. I'll do it. And that's, of course, not the first time. And he's, you know, his brand, his look, his name, it's all a brand. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But what's so cool is, you know, he was informed by Chuck Jones and Bob McKimson and Carl Stalling and all the people who did Looney Tunes and Jay Ward and Bill Scott. And he has utter respect for this particular medium, and it's about authenticity. So if they're going to use Jurassic Park, why not have Steven in it? Why not have, you know, animated versions of Laura Dern and Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum? And it works like a frickin' charm. It's fantastic.
Oh,
and
the
Wellesley Wild and Gabe Suar, our new showrunners and EPs, they hired a killer group of young writers who were informed by Yakko, Wakko, and Dot and Pinky and the Brain when they were growing up. And so now they've got their, you know, degrees from Harvard and Yale and Columbia and USC and wherever, and they're crying, literally crying happy tears at the recording sessions because their words are coming out of Yakko's mouth. It's the coolest, honest to God, man, and that's exactly what happens. So the audience is listening to this old man from Michigan rambling, and sounds like he's pretty happy. But I'll tell you what, kids, it's authentic. This is exactly how the rest of us are, because we know how lucky we are to do this, and it translates to the screen. It's about being happy.
You know, Rob, and I will say this to people that are listening to this interview all across the country and the world. You know, the coolest thing about it is Rob has worked so hard. He's worked tirelessly, recognized by Daytime Emmys, Peabody Awards, Annie Awards for voice actors. And, you know, you think about the credits. I was going back through his body of work this morning and preparing for the interview, and I just kept scrolling. I mean, it's like it never ends. 2,000 plus. Rob, how do you do that? I mean, you've got so much work going on. I mean, yes, Animaniacs is one thing, but we tie you to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, the video games. Buddy, how do you make that work every day? That is so much to do.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're going to have a problem, that's a nice problem to have. Look,
it is.
You're in the entertainment business, too. We're in the same business. You're good at your job. I'm good at my job. We ought to be. And people are paying us American dollars to do it.
Yes, sir.
But I submit that, you know, you're good at your gig. You got millions of people who listen to you every day. There was probably some point in your life when you really got the bug to do this wonderful gig that you're doing. I'm no different. But when you choose to be a performer, a radio guy, and by the way, folks, many of you who are listening may not know this, but being a radio person, a personality, guy or girl, you live and die by ratings. And the only job that might have a quicker turnover is being a baseball manager. It's a tough gig to be a world-class radio personality and keep it up and build a fan base. And it's tough. So you've already done that. But when you choose to be in the performance business or the show business or performing arts, often you do it at the peril of losing people, you know, relationships, people who love you, your parents. I know actors her parents have said, well, if you're going to be in that business and not going to work in the plumbing business, and you're on your own. I don't have a son anymore. Are you kidding me? People, that actually happens. Or, you know, I really love you, Rob, but I'm ready to have a family, and I don't want to move from Flint. I know, but I got to go. Well, I guess this is it. That stuff happens.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I have been in a position where I don't know if I have enough time to do all the work I give, nobody forced me to be here. I am so beyond fortunate to be a blue-collar worker in the Dream Factory. It's that simple. And then I get the chance to do this cool gig and chat with you, and by extension, millions of others. My goodness, how could I not take advantage of this glorious opportunity? I only hope that I'm exhausted from working by the time I die, because I don't want to stop doing this. I want to be like Dick Van Dyke. I want to be 95 and still be able to go to Starbucks and sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and have people flip out. That's what I want to do.
I can only hope that, again, this return, the Animaniacs, back on Hulu 2 days from now. It's going to debut on the 20th,
yeah.
Coming back. I can only hope that we get multiple seasons, and then I want to see the Warner siblings as seniors at some point. That has to happen.
Oh, man. Now you're talking. We'll be in the old actors' home out in Calabasas. And I'll be just sitting there and say, look, hey, wacko, guess what? I just came back from the doctor. I got a prostate like an Idaho potato. Why not? You know, you never know. I mean, it could happen. It's just, that's why cartoons are great. Nobody cares what I look like, Josh. They didn't when I started doing Transformers and G.I. Joe, and I wasn't limited by being an average-looking kid from Michigan at 25 or 26. And now that I'm closing in on my 118th birthday, people still don't care what I look like. You know, I don't draw them and I don't write them. I'm just the actor. I'm good at my job, but none of this happens without really world-class talent to make me look and sound better than I have a right to. It's a deeply collaborative effort, but honest to God, Josh, when it works, it's utterly timeless.
Well, in hearing Yakko and Pinky this morning during the interview, Rob, you have not missed a step, not missed a beat after all this time. That is the highest compliment I can pay you, and I know we probably got some more stops for you to make, and I don't want to keep you too long. I also want to say this to you, buddy. I'm so thankful, incredibly thankful to the Lord above and to you for your health. For you getting in there and absolutely smashing cancer into oblivion. I am so happy for you.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. That is an incredibly kind thing to say, and I am beyond grateful. What Josh is referring to is 4 years ago at this time, I was just getting over pretty significant treatment for stage 3 throat cancer. Surprise! You know, we make plans and God laughs. The story is not, look, sadly, cancer is so ubiquitous, and there are people listening to this who just hear that word and it makes them weep because they lost somebody whom they know, or they might even be going through it themselves right now. However, the story is not so much that I had cancer, or more specifically throat cancer and what I do for a living. The story is that I got through it with world-class treatment that is available right now, and Josh Grisham is talking to me about it. We don't know when somebody is going to listen to this privilege that you have given me and say, oh my God, Dad, you got to hear this guy. You don't know, I don't even know his name, Ron Pullman, whatever, but you know these cartoon characters. Dad, he had the same kind of cancer you have. You got to hear this guy. Because after his throat cancer, Steven Spielberg called him to work again, and you'd never know that he was sick. You got this, Dad. And that's the story, Josh. I certainly don't want to go through it again, but the platinum lining of my experience with cancer is that as a result of this incredible serendipity, I get to hitch my wagon to Mr. Spielberg again, thereby drawing attention to me, and nice people like you and others ask me about my cancer, and the number of people that might be inspired by the story to deal with it is really what's important. It's bigger than a rating point or even a paycheck. I've been rich and I've been poor, rich is better. But this part about the utter humanity and the ability to bring joy and hopefully inspiration, that's what you and I are so privileged to do. And I really, really, really appreciate the opportunity.
a victor, a champion, a man who gets another opportunity to bring comedy to a whole new generation of kids, teaching them about the 50 states and fourth wall breaking as only the Warner siblings can. Rob, I've got to give you one final out here as we close out the interview with you this morning. Your choice, either Yakko or Pinky or another character of your choosing, would you like to give us some thoughts on the COVID-19 pandemic in character, sir?
Oh, yes. I'll be happy to. This is Pinky, and let me tell you all about COVID. COVID is short for completely obnoxious video interface deal. And that is the brain's new acronym for the contraption he's going to use to take over the world. Now, what you also don't know is that Josh Grisham is our head take over the world person. So we're going to start in the Springfield Branson area and go from there. But not to worry, because trust me, I know that I might, at the risk of losing a few of you, the last 4 years has told me that brain is probably going to be much better than what we have. So, there we go.
Rob Paulson, voice actor, returning with the Animaniacs on the 20th on Hulu. A legendary career. Please check him out. Learn more. Follow him on his podcast as well, Talking Tunes. Rob, I just got to say thank you again. Be blessed, stay healthy, and enjoy the rest of your remarkable career, my friend.
My great pleasure, Josh. Thank you, my friend. You get free tickets to the water tower for the rest of your life, unless, of course, you're arrested getting on the lot. Then you're on your own.
Thanks,
good night,
buddy.
Everybody.
Take care.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Josh.